Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack, but that was all he missed, and he ain't coming back. An empty shop bar and a G-joint car, he made a stop just long enough to grab a handle off the top. Next stop, Chi-Town, Leo put the money down and let him roll. He said, one more job ought to get it, one last shot, no quitting, one for the road, need a whoa.
Song of the day, Lido Shuffle by Boz Skaggs in the late 70s. 464-56851. One is bad, 10 is a good. Texture rating on the starter, Heyman Jewelers. Song of the day.
Lido be running, having great big fun until he got the note. Sitting toward the line of blow, and that was all she wrote. He'd be making like a feeling, heading for the boy.
All right, once again, your song of the day, a song I always love, never want that song to end, is Lido Shuffle by Boz Skaggs. 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. Jeff, you're in for sip right now for this segment. So what are your thoughts?
Well, I didn't even know what that song was till the chorus came on, and I'm a little disappointed because I was really hoping to hear Iowa Sucks.
As I said last segment, Iowa Sucks will not be played on these airwaves until Nebraska wins.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm playing it. I'm probably going to play it 20 times watching this game today.
Well, then so, you're going to be the curse here then.
But it was a great catchy tune. You know, you were getting a little after it more than yeah.
See, the concert's part of the rating here. I was going after it.
Oh, it's great. If we're doing your moves, we're talking 10 all the way. But no, it was a really good song. I'll give it an 8.
Yeah.
But I once the chorus got here, then I knew what it was. But I was like, I don't think I've ever heard this song before.
Oh, you've heard the song.
But I've heard it, yes.
Yeah, it's
a
great song.
Yes.
Some ratings, 9.8, 8.9, 8. Dwayne says 8.5. 9, 8.575. That's very specific, Tony Baloney. 8.2 from Colorado Mike. 9.8, way to go, you Iowa haters. Said somebody on there. That's good.
Yeah. I'll take that nickname.
Listen, if Nebraska were to beat Iowa today, I might play, well, for sure during the postgame shows, I'll play Iowa Sucks.
Every intro.
You will hear tonight on postgame shows, if Nebraska wins, the Iowa Sucks song several times. And probably, definitely on Monday also.
All week next week.
Now, if a head coach is named this weekend, I don't know if you hear the song Monday because we're going to forget about the game and move on to the new coach. But if there's not a new coach named by the time this show's on the airwaves on Monday and Nebraska wins, yes, I can confirm several times I will bring back from the depths of wherever it's at the Iowa Sucks song because it's dusty. It's dusty because they keep losing to Iowa. I'll bring it back and play.
I know it.
All right. Before we got a few more minutes before we get out of here. But today's also a big day. It's not just football. You got men's soccer. The USA plays England. You got Nebraska ball plays Memphis. Nebraska ball, by the way, lost to Oklahoma by 13 yesterday. Not a great performance. Once again, shooting the ball. What else is new for Nebraska basketball? Husker volleyball plays Wisconsin today. A lot of sports going on, Chef. So it's not just – I mean, I know you're focused solely on Nebraska.
Oh, I'm focused on volleyball too.
Okay.
Fine. And you know what's funny is, like, whenever I watch the volleyball matches –
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm so stressed out. Like, it's so stressful watching because we're so good.
Yes.
And then when we watch football, we're so bad.
Hey, you're not even stressed. So, like, well, how do we, like, lose this game?
Nicole's like, what do you want? Like, pick something. Do you want us to be good or do you want us to be bad? Because I remember, like, when we played, when it was Oklahoma, Nebraska, 1-2 in 01.
Yeah. I was at that game.
I had a migraine the whole time because I was so stressed out. So it's like, how do I want to be stressed, good or bad? It's just, so watching volleyball is really stressful.
Well, yeah, but again, that's good stress because they're playing good for something meaningful. They're actually good. They're consistently a top 10, top 5 program.
Yes.
It's fun to watch them win most games, and if they're losing, it's to great teams typically.
Yeah, and you know, I want my kids to, like, be able to watch a meaningful Nebraska football game with a number next to their name, like, on the screen. So whenever they show, like, highlights, I like pause and I'm like, look, there's a number right next to our name. We were ranked. Can you believe this? My son, who's 16, is like, he doesn't remember seeing.
Nebraska has not had a ranking by their name since, I believe, week 2 of the 2019 season. Because for some reason, so end of 2018, Nebraska goes 4-2 down the stretch. They lose close at Ohio State, lose close at Iowa.
Yep.
And people think, all right, this is the 0-6 start is out the window. Next year's when they make that leap with Scott Frost. And they beat South Alabama. It was ugly in Lincoln. They're up 17-0 at Colorado. Oh, lose that game. Oh, and everything's out the window after that.
That Colorado game at halftime.
Oh, my gosh. I was there. I was like, let's do this.
We're looking at Rose Bowl. Yeah.
Scott Frost is going to be the guy. And that might have been the game that just lost him his
just fell apart.
Lost what he had, his mojo.
I know. Just never really able to get that momentum.
That sucked. That was a gut punch of all gut punches, losing a 17-0 lead to a bad Colorado team.
We've had so many gut punches. I don't know if I have a gut left.
Yeah, well, if it's there, it's hurting.
It's hurting.
It's
bad.
Bleeding badly.
That's why we work our abs, right? So we can toughen up for the gut punches.
Yeah,
we got to flex while we're watching these games.
That's right. Yeah. Get some Ferrell's fitness in before you watch the game. If Nebraska were to beat Iowa today, what is the biggest reason why?
The biggest reason why is Nebraska doesn't blow it at the end. I mean,
you hear me laughing?
Well, I know, but you know, you guys talked about this on the show all week. You're watching this Wisconsin game.
Yep.
And you just kind of, I loved what you said about, it's like watching yourself die.
It is. Because you know how it's going to end. Like, it's like you're in heaven watching yourself or replay yourself dying.
Right. And every single team in the country can upset a team, right?
Yes.
Like,
except for Nebraska.
Can we just, I mean, I think I would, like, just fall to my knees and just weep like a little baby if we could win this game today. So please, can it happen?
Well, again, last year, like you said, it seemed odd that Nebraska was favored despite having a backup quarterback playing Logan Smothers. Now, they were up by 15, so okay, maybe the bettors are right here.
Right.
But then it all fell apart, predictably so. Now, this team is not as talented as last year's Nebraska team was, and you have issues right now scoring points, and that's not good against a team with a great defense. You know, Nebraska is getting less than 200 yards of offense the last couple weeks.
Well, and so does Iowa. I mean, that's
right.
Why
Iowa's at home. They're playing for a division title. They have the mojo, where you don't have any mojo right now.
Well, they were playing for a division title last year, and we're losing bad.
But again,
I just blew it.
I think Nebraska was a more talented team.
No, they were. They were
last year, even without Adrian playing.
You could take a nap and wake up at 5:45 p.m. Turn the game on.
No, it's a one-score game.
It's going to be a one-score game, and it's going to be tight because Iowa, they just don't have the ability to blow a team out. Now, can Nebraska give them that ability? Absolutely, because sometimes we take not very good quarterbacks, and they look like Tom Brady, right?
So,
but I have a gut feeling it's going to be tight. It's going to be a fourth quarter game. And from the history of what Iowa does in the fourth quarter and what Nebraska does in the fourth quarter, I mean, Iowa's probably going to win this game. Now, hopefully I'm wrong. But
let's be wrong for once. Let's about be the wrong.
Yes.
Prediction.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me on.
Jeff, it has been fun. The ultimate Iowa hater, Jeff Essig, owns Farrell's Fitness, Farrell's Extreme Body Shaping in town. Also on the Fitness Fanatic Show on Sunday mornings. He's hoping there's breaking news during his show this week.
We're going to be all over it.
9 to 11 a.m. on Sundays. Jeff, enjoy the game. You'll be on with AD in the drive, though.
So if you want more Iowa hate, 8 to 10 today. Me and Aaron Davis.
Yep.
It'll be awesome.
Tune in. All right, Jeff. Thank you. Sips calling in from Iowa City next. Top of the hour, early break in the ticket.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.